Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nursery baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 9 years ago, we found somebody named Ellen Rohr. Boy, howdy, has our life changed ever since then. I can't even begin to tell you. Hey, Ellen, happy anniversary, baby.
Are you kidding? I was going to go, what anniversary is it? It's ours?
It's That's our anniversary. Fantastic. Yes. 9 years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary.
And you know what the 9th anniversary gift is? It's an email, and you got it yesterday, so happy anniversary. Hey, Ellen, I'm glad you're here.
You are wonderful.
Thank you for nine.
You know, and this is, we love each other, and we're friends. This is what's happened over 9 years. And what's really cool about our friendship is we don't see eye to eye on everything, but when you talk to people and you find common ground, we always find common ground in the freedom-producing power of business.
That's
the
right.
Business is
pure business. The kind we practice out here on Main Street, not the kind they practice on Wall Street. That's one thing I like to point out. If you want to see pure capitalism and free market economy, come out to Main Street where you and I are, Ellen, right?
Yes. Great, because we still create things. It's creating things. Information is great, but just turning over money is not the same game as selling something for more than it costs you, because you add value in the process.
That's exactly right.
And that,
right.
To me, I get goosebumps talking about it.
I completely agree with you. So, Ellen, I want to come back to what we were just talking about, which is the new regular. What's on the horizon, not over the horizon. And what you guys, what you're telling your folks about, what are you telling them to think about with regard to, okay, how are things going to be different? And I'm convinced that if you, as your area opens back up and as you start, the bell starts ringing over the door of your front of your store or whatever you're doing, as that starts opening back up again, if you go blundering into that future, looking like you did in December of last year, I think you're going to be irrelevant on some levels. And I'm not sure, even if you survive the pandemic and the reopening, I don't know that you'll be around a year from now. What do you think?
I agree. And so let's talk about that. Suppose this whole reset has caused you to think, I don't really want to do what I was doing. What a win. I have a girlfriend, and she's got a retail shop, and her two sons are in the business form. And as they're circling up right now, they're trying to plan how they're going to reopen. You know, the inventory they bought is now out of season. What do you do with it?
Right.
They're trying to figure out, you know, what retail would look like. And one of the conversations they're having is, you know, could we all do something else? Do we really like this? Is this what we want to do?
Yep.
That's a worthwhile conversation. So now for so many people, it's not only a reset. Consider this. If someone in my dirty jobs industry, if another drain cleaner is thinking that way, I want to know about it, because we are growing our company, and we can make a nice exit strategy for people in our industry who are just not interested anymore. Like, I don't want to do what is going to be required in this new regular.
Well, and the things that happen, they're probably, many of them will be a good thing that would not have happened without the pandemic. One of my favorite books, especially these days, is a book by Norman Cantor called In the Wake of the Plague. And he reports on the 14th century plague that decimated Europe. Half of Europe, like 20, 30 million humans, died in about a 3-year period. And then many more in a couple of other smaller episodes over the next 100 years. Half of Europe was wiped out, including half the clergy, including half the nobility, and of course the peasants. And his point in the book is, without that plague, we probably wouldn't have had the Reformation, the Renaissance, or the Enlightenment. That those three things sprang from the reset after the plague. What do you think? Could we be having that sort of thing now?
I get it. And, you know, then and the Renaissance was just this amazing time. But part of it was this preciousness of life and this understanding of how fragile it is, how fast we want to move. You know, one of the things that really has changed me as a leader is my used to be a little more comfortable with, like, you know what, here's a suggestion. If you don't take it, the consequence of your action will probably lead you back to a good path anyway. I feel like we don't have time for that. Like, the big change in me is make a decision, make it now, let's move on, because this is moving so fast. You can't be waiting around. So what is it that's going to put us in business today? And for us, you know, in our dirty job industry, it's always been dangerous. It's going to be PPE, working in such a way that we can keep distance and cleaning, you know, just the basics that are going to protect people from the kind of stuff that's in your sewer anyway. Mm-hmm. This is just really ramped up how we're going to do it, how we're going to train. I get that the new regular, I heard you and your guest right before I got on, just talk about this nostalgic, you know, it's nice to go to a giant rock concert or to, you know, have a big party for your whole team and pack into some, you know, an escape room doesn't seem like the best idea right now, you know. So what you have to look at is how can we do that aside from getting on a Zoom meeting or a Google Hangout meet or something like that? Where are the smaller conversations going to happen, and what kind of experiences can we create as business people?
And those things will be driven by the behavior of our customers that we have to be sensitive to now, right?
Yes, yes. Because even if you just open everything up, are people going to go? You know, so you open a restaurant. How many people are going to go in there? What could you do differently based on what their concerns are or what you know, what the reality of, you know, spreading a pandemic
Ellen,
is.
Hold on to
that
thought.
I don't think pandemics are going away. I'm here.
I think we're going to have COVID-21 next year. Quick break, right back with Ellen Rohr. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. I'm Jim Blassing. You say this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.